You reached Clear Cover Roadside Assistance. My name is Cameron. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay. You are in a safe location?
Yes.
Spell me your first name, please.
Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y.
You said J-E-F-F-A-R-Y?
E-R-Y.
Oh, okay.
E-R-Y.
Thank you. Go ahead and say your last name. Spell it, please.
Sarah, S-Y-R-A.
S-Y-R-A, is that correct?
Yes.
Go ahead and verify your callback number for me, please.
317-364-3337.
Thank you. Would you like to receive mobile text and updates?
Yes.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. May I please have your policy number?
I don't know that right offhand.
You don't know your policy number?
No, I don't. I don't have it on me.
Okay. Well, let me try your phone number.
Okay. I usually pay mine online, and I don't usually get anything. No, I haven't a clue what it is, really. I don't get no paper trail. Can't get down.
Have you used us before?
Yeah, I've used it before. I got insurance. I mean, I pay for it every month.
Okay. Well, we're just the dispatch department, so I can't see any of your information.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're fine.
Sorry. Can't get on my belly. There.
I'm here. I'm trying to pull up your information, so bear with me. I'm
okay.
Trying to use your phone number, but none of that's pulling up.
How about the address? You need that?
Your who?
My address.
Oh, is it won't.
Address?
Yeah, it doesn't pull up like that. Thank you, though. Yeah, I'm not seeing nothing either in the system. Give me 1 second. Let me place you on a brief hold. Okay, just bear with me. I'm going to have the experts to let them know that you don't have your policy information. So just hold on, okay? Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. After speaking with the expert, we're unable to pull up any of your information. And without you giving us your policy number, we have not your information. I also put your phone number in to see if we can pull it up from you using us before, but I'm not showing anything in our system. So once again, I do apologize. Now.
Hold on. Let me go out in my car. Let me go out in my car.
We don't turn anyone down.
Well, hold on, let me go out to the car. I know I got something out there.
Okay. Right. We don't turn anybody down, but we would have to the customer would need to pay out of the pocket for the service today. You could submit for reimbursement consideration.
Okay. Well, I've been in trouble with you guys anyway. I called yesterday, never got a hold of nobody.
Well, we open 24 hours. I'm so sorry that you was unable to get a hold to anyone.
It ain't your fault. It's just something happened in the system where I called,
mm-hmm.
got put on hold, and never got a hold of nobody.
Okay.
So I got stranded.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Okay. This ain't Geico, is it?
No, this is not Geico. Those are our competitive.
Okay.
You under Geico?
No. I'm just saying, I know I got to have something in here. I put my card number in here before, you know what I'm saying? They gave me a card, the clear cover, right?
I'm not sure because I'm just a dispatcher, so I wouldn't know how your insurance company gave you your information. I do apologize. Yes, sir, I'm still here. Was you able to retrieve your information?
Well, hold on. I gotta go back. I'm standing outside.
All right, well, you take your time.
Standing outside. No shoes on. Odor and shit.
What state you're in?
Huh?
What state are you in?
I'm in Indiana.
You in where?
Indiana.
Oh, it's cold in Indiana, isn't it?
Yeah.
What outside with no shoes on? Yeah, it could be cold.
They just getting a hold of you is a blessing because I've never got to talk to anybody.
Oh, wow.
They put you on hold, and you sit there for hours, 40, 50 minutes, and you don't get to talk to nobody. So you get kind of fed up.
Right.
And you hang up. Okay, huh. Try this number, 605.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me go back to the thing. Let me go back. Give me 1 second. And then let's see what we have. Okay, what's the policy number?
Right, 60-55-06-5301.
All right, so you said 560-6055-065301. Is that correct?
Yeah, 60-50-06-5301.
Thank you.
If you can't post something up on that.
Okay, so I just put that information in. It's nothing pulling up as well.
crazy.
Now, what you can do is you can go ahead and you can call your insurance company. You can give us a call back. Or once again, that we don't turn anyone down, you would pay out of pocket and you can submit for reimbursement consideration.
Well, I can't do all that.
Let me try to do the dash. Give me one second. Let's see. Did it have a dash in it?
Yeah.
Let me try the dash then. First, hold on. Nope, it didn't even work with the dash. Oh, I'm sorry. I put the dash about a 01, but it didn't. Or it didn't work as well.
So you got 6055065301, right?
Okay, so I'm gonna let you say that number one more time. What was the number?
6055/06/53.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me none of the slashes. Just say the number straight out. 6055.
Okay.
That's what I got.
6055065301.
Okay. All right, 6055065301.
Yeah, 6055065301.
Okay, so I put that in there as well. It still didn't pull up.
Did it pull up nothing?
Nope, and then I put the dash in there as well, so it didn't still pull up anything. So once again, you can speak with your insurance company. You can give us a call back, or we can, you know, you just already said that you were unable to pay out of pocket and then submit for reimbursement consideration.
All right. Well, I'll just call them and ask them then, because I'm just hoping to God I can get through to somebody.
You will. Just call us back. We are open up. We're open 24 hours, so you shouldn't have a problem.
Well, I know that, but what I'm saying, yesterday I spent the whole line on, and I never got to speak to you, a person on the other side.
Right.
I got to talk to the insurance company all day long, but when it got to go to the roadside assistance, like I said, I didn't get to speak to nobody.
Speak to nobody. Okay.
Nobody. I don't care if it's open 24 hours or not. You didn't talk. I didn't get to talk to none of you guys.
Okay. So. Well, you shouldn't have. It's more instead of last night, it's day. You shouldn't have any problem, or hopefully that you'll be able to speak with another rep. Okay. And once again, I do apologize for the inconvenience.
The lady told me that you guys' computers were down.
Oh, she told you that our computers was down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it sucked because that didn't do me no good, you know?
Right, exactly.
That didn't do me no good. And
right.
Then I've done talked to this. You guys are all in a different state, too, so it kind of makes it even harder.
That is correct. We all spread it out. That is correct.
Well, I think what's going to end up happening, as soon as I get this done, I'm changing the insurance. Because I've had no trouble. Here, I pay full coverage, never have a claim, and then when I need you guys, you're not there.
Right. Well, basically, we're the dispatchers, you know. You need to speak with your insurance company.
Well, I did. They don't care. They're not even in the state of Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Never had that. You know, they're just there to do a job, and they can't help me on my other end, you know.
Right.
That was sucks, though. So I should have just got off stage or something, you know.
Right. Understandable. Well, I do want to say thank you so much again for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You and your family, y'all be safe, okay?
Yeah, you have a great day.
All right. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Okay.